Welcome to the Max Thunder podcast. You would have seen there's a lot of links that I've been pushing out all over the place to try and promote this. And I'm hoping that with your help, we're going to make something of it. The Max Thunder is, I just like the name, Max Thunder. You know, it's like, ooh, hello. It's that feeling of standing around and listening to a squadron of tanks going past, or seeing a lot of rattles go past you, or, you know, it's like they say, that nugget gevoel. So that's where the name comes from. So I thought, let's take it a step further. Now, I've been thinking about this for quite a while. In fact, this is years in the making now, that I think that we should record what happened to the guys in the South African Defence Force, SANDF, or wherever you were in the forces, because I think so many stories is getting lost. And if I'm talking about stories, I'm not specifically referring to border stories. I'm not referring to riots. What happened when you were in a camp, and I'm talking about a SAI camp, or whether you were in the Air Force, or whether you were in the MPs, or you know, wherever you served your time in the 2 years. Even if you were PF, you know, you've got a lot of stories to tell. And there's a lot of these stories that I feel, personally, is going lost. So my aim with this is to get all these stories, record all these stories, save it somewhere in a sound library where you can go to and you can go and listen to the guy's stories. Because everyone, you know, some funny shit happened to everyone somewhere along the line. Things that make you laugh and you think, yeah, I got away with that, or, you know, and like I said, it's not just border, it's not just down in the townships, it's everything. It encompasses, it encompasses all the services, it encompasses everything. So no matter where you served, whether you were a stuurman, whether you were a grunt, whether you were in the Air Force, whether you were in the Navy, all of these things I think we need to put together somewhere and create the sound library which we can go back to at some stage. We can listen to it, so these stories are not going lost. I mean, you've done a camp, you've done your national service, and you were called up to do a camp. Now, I know some very funny stories out there, but it's not for me to tell them. So I'm looking for stories with your personal spin on it. Something that you did that you will remember in the army. Something funny. And I mean, there's guys that I know that while they were in the Defence Force doing the 2 years or the year, whatever they've done, that's done some crazy stuff, some stupid stuff. But they got away with it. You know, it's funny. Or you were in the commando system and you went to go and do a camp with a commando. Some funny stuff happened with the commando. I mean, I used to go with my dad to the commando get-togethers. And the stuff that went on there, half of the stuff I can't remember. And if my dad was still alive today, I would record that with him to keep it up somewhere so we can go back and we can go and listen to it. So like I said, this is not specifically for 6-1 stories. This is not specifically for one size stories. This is not specifically for 5-size stories. This is not specific to the Navy. This is not specific to the Air Force. This is not specific to being a medic. This is everything and everyone, because a lot of stuff happened. Try not to put too much politics into it, because I don't think this is a place to be politics. This was what I'm looking for, is like I said, that personal experience. You know, the things you did, the things you and your buddies did, the funny stuff. And I think everyone has got a couple of stories that's worth listening to. So how I'm going to work this, if you're interested to tell me a story, all you need to do is you need to get Skype. You can download at www.skype.com, set up Skype, and then drop me an email, send me a message on Facebook, you know, leave a message on the website. And I'll contact you, and all it is we're going to sit and chat. You're going to tell your story. I've got a few leading questions that I'll go through, but you tell your story like it is. I mean, warts and all. I don't, this, you know, because these things happened. And then, so other guys can listen to it. And I'm sure once we get one or two guys that will tell their stuff, we will get more and more. So this is about getting that story, so not losing it, which I think is important, because we're all getting to that age where things do get lost. Things go under by. We forget about stuff. There's a lot of guys that can remember things so clear, and it always amazes me. Things they remember that was done. For myself, I can't remember half the stuff that happened. And it's not because, well, it's probably because there's so much other stuff I've done in my life, but there's quite a couple of stories that's very sweet to me that happened while I was there, which I'm not going to talk about at this stage. I'll make a podcast at some stage and tell my own story, but this is for you guys out there. So really, it's nothing technical. All you need to do is to have a phone. You can put Skype on your phone, you can put Skype on a PC or a Mac, and then we'll sit and we'll talk, and I'll do all the work. So it's basically recording it, doing a bit of editing on the sound file, and then publishing it to the web. I've got a central place that I will publish it to, so people can go in at a later stage and they can go and listen to this. And I really hope that a lot of you guys will come forward and say, yes, we're in for this. I mean, we don't... There's a lot of books and a lot of stuff being written, but that's why... That's the guys a bit further up the chain. We want the stories, what happened day to day. You know, it's, and really, I hope a lot of you guys are listening to this and thinking, I'll give it a go. So, a show or a recording, I would say 45 minutes to an hour. It sounds long, but once you start talking, it goes quick, believe me. And the biggest thing you need to know is you need to be able to listen to your own voice, because you listen back to it and you think, oh, do I really sound like that? Because you've got a different thing in your head of how you sound. It's probably like me with my accent is still very strong Afrikaans, even though I've been living in the UK for close on 20 years. So, but you know, that's beside the point. So we've got one person that's already lined up. We were going to do it today, but unfortunately due to work commitments he couldn't make it. But hopefully this week. And hopefully I'm going to get more guys in to come and do their stuff for me. I mean, I can give it a go. Even if you know of someone that was in one of the wars, so for argument's sake, World War II, and I mean, they're getting quite old as well, so those stories are falling away. Or if you're in the SA Legion, or you're in any army unit, any unit you were in, doesn't matter. I would like to hear your stories. So, okay, that's the intro to this, which we'll publish up, and you can have a listen to it and then think about it. And then let me know. I mean, this is important, I think. We need to do something, because these things are getting lost in the mill. Okay, so that's it. Like I said, if you want to have a look at the website, at www.maxthunder.blog. There's a Facebook page. If you go and look for the Max Thunder podcast, which is on Facebook. I'm making plans to put this out on iTunes. So if you use iTunes, you can download the programs as we publish it on iTunes. I'm looking at Spotify. I'm looking at everything else where I can put this stuff up once we start recording, so that everyone can get it. If you don't know what iTunes is, you don't know what Spotify is, then don't worry, you can listen to it directly from the Facebook page or the website as well. So, no excuses. Okay, so I hope to hear from you guys. I hope you all come back to me and say to me, yes, we're going to go for it. Like I said, all it is, half an hour to 45 minutes, we just talk, and I record it, I do the rest, don't worry. You know, I'll do all the work in the background. If you've got a lot of stuff you want to tell us, we can go to 2 programs, we can go to 3 programs, there's no limit really, and the sky is the limit. So, enough begging for now. I hope to hear from you guys, and we can get this recording starting and we can get this going with all the stories. Okay, boys, thanks very much for listening, and keep your ears open for hopefully next week in the coming couple of days. We'll have the first person that stepped forward and put his hand up, and I think some funny stuff is going to come out. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to hearing from the rest of you. Okay, that's it for me. Bye for now.